This is Terry Belf. I am recording this. This is a briefing on the changes that have occurred over the years between the Success Unlimited Network, Sun, and the Sun community. At the end of this conversation, you will be very clear why these are two different entities and what their function is and how they interrelate. Completely open for questions as they arise. Okay? So I started Success Unlimited Network as a training and organization and was connected and still connected with ICF. And because I had been in communities, a couple of them, before I got into coaching, I recognized and experienced the benefit of being in community. And it was a big life lesson because you don't have to do things by yourself. There are people who want to help and can help. And I loved community. So right before the first retreat, I decided we would have a retreat. There were 10 of us, all women at that time. There were 10 of us. And we had a wonderful time. In addition to learning and having fun together, it was in West Virginia, of all places. I didn't do my due diligence because I rented a house. I was told how many people could sleep there. I had no idea that some of the beds were shared by two or three people. So that was the only way. So we really had fun discovering this. And we created some of the vision for, you know, about what would happen next. After a few years, and every year we had two retreats, it was only U.S., and after a few years, there was a break, and I went to the restroom. And I came back, and all of a sudden, everyone got quiet. And I said, "Are you talking about me?" They said, "Yes." And someone who was one of our graduates, named Kama Williams, was brave enough to say, "We were talking about what would happen if you kicked the bucket," which is an expression for died. And I looked at them, and I said, "Well, I don't have any plans for that. I have many, many more years to go." They said, "Yeah, but still, what would happen to Sun? This is a good thing." And I said, "Well, I'll think about it." So that was, 30 years ago. Still thinking about it. Still have no plans to kick the bucket. As time went on, the community became larger. I resisted that, because it was such a nice, small, intimate group. By the time we got to 15, I said, "No more. We don't need more people in the community." And they all said, "You are so selfish." That's what they said. And I started to think about that. They said, "This is such a good thing. Why can't we spread it around the world?" And I went, "It'll lose its intimacy." I said, "Well, let's make sure it doesn't." And then the men started coming in, and we were able to preserve the intimacy. So I learned another lesson, that yes, there are differences, but they're wonderful differences. So then we got to the point where my business was taking off, where I needed to formalize some things, like I always had a business license. I was required to do that. And my lawyer said, "You need to be registered now. You need to become an LLC, licensed corporation." I don't remember. Legal licensed corporation, something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, "I want it to be simple. I don't want to have a board of directors. Or we meet two times a year. I don't want any of that stuff." He said, "Okay, just a solo entrepreneurship. You're working on your own. And you have some legal protection. So if anyone wants to sue you, they can't. They can sue the entity called Success Unlimited Network." but they can't sue you. So your family assets can't be taken away. I said, okay, sounds good. So I did that. I was about 7 years into the time. 5 years into the time, though, I felt very alone. I was the only one in Sun, and I had trained coaches, but I wanted to train trainers. So if you go from 1987, when I started, to the year 1991, it was 4 years later, I began to train Elaine Gagné, who was in Colorado, as my first trainer. And a wonderful one, too, totally wonderful. So then I also got in the business, not just coaching, but training coaches. And now it was even getting bigger. And the lawyer said, you need to make sure that there's no confusion between the community you have set up, still twice a year. And I was doing that alone. I was coordinating everything alone. And then I got smart and said, well, here are all the things I'm doing. Who wants to do this and that? And people started volunteering, and that became the way the retreats were run. So what we've gotten to now, let me jump, because not much has changed except we've grown, we've gone international. I mean, that is a big thing. We have several trainers. So now we're at the point where legally it is necessary to make sure that the Sun Network, which is the training and education part, the part that's affiliated with ICF, we want to make sure that that part, excuse me, is not confused from a legal point of view, at least in the U.S. for sure, not confused with the Sun community, which doesn't have a legal standing. It is not a business. We don't have anyone audit the community. We manage it ourselves. And I knew I couldn't continue managing that and Sun. It was too big by my little old self. And I thought, wow, I could become a member of the community. Wouldn't that be cool? Because I was so exhausted in preparing for these communities. I remember standing in front of Enrique Gomez, and he put his hands on my shoulder, and he said, why are you running around so much? And I said, there's so much to be done. He looked at me, he said, trust. And I'll never forget that. That was the longest and the shortest conversation that brought such big value to me. And I now no longer go crazy before. Denise, you were with me, so you can attest to the fact that I once got a massive migraine in the middle of the Boston retreat, where I was even vacuuming a house that we had, one of our trainers, one of our coaches had given us, because there were crumbs all over. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm leaving the house the way that we came. She said, I'm having the cleaners come tomorrow. I felt responsible, you see. So I learned some lessons there. So now we had one other incident that made it really clear we needed to have some structure in the community. And Denise, you can correct me if I have forgotten some important things, but I'm talking about France. A contract was negotiated for the retreat, and it was contracted for by one of our graduates who speaks fluent French completely. Doesn't speak fluent French. Okay, we'll come back. I'll hold your...
I had nothing to do with that one, but Jerry seems to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hi, Artel. I'm recording it, so you will get the recording for the beginning. So we negotiated at that point already, I said, you know, the community takes over negotiating the contract for the retreat. So I wasn't involved. And what turned out was, if we didn't fill it up with a certain number that was given, then we owed for all the people that didn't come. And we rented a chateau in France, so it was not cheap. We owed... It was either $5,000 or $10,000. I think it was $10,000. which is U.S. dollars, which is a lot of money. I remember that I contributed $5,000, and I know Raphael contributed a lot, and then a lot of people contributed smaller amounts, so we were able to pay it. But that was because the contract wasn't reviewed by anyone who had former experience with our contracts. Okay, so that made it really clear that we needed to have some money in a spot where we could pay in advance for retreats that require, you know, they're really popular and we want to go there and we have to put some money down in advance. So we wanted to have a pot of money. So we started the policy, I believe then, that if someone doesn't come, their deposit is held by the Sun community. And we've had variations of that with, but that was why that was set up. Now we have to be, especially after the situation that happened with me and the partners that didn't work out as a way of leaving my legacy to several trainers, it's very clear that the community and the network need to be, in the eyes of the law, two separate things, and that everyone needs to understand that too. Okay, any questions on any of that so far? Next, I'll go into the overlap. Okay. So we overlap because people come to the community because they have something to do with Sun. They're either students with some clients already, they're graduates. I think those are the two criteria. I will be inviting someone to the next retreat who doesn't fit in either of those categories, but that I will explain later. And it might just be for the trainers meeting. Not in this meeting. I mean, that will require a bigger explanation. So that would be the first time. The overlap is that now listen to this the way I language it. The trainers, educators, are invited to come to the retreat to offer presentations free. Right? The community owns the community. We are members, but we are invited as trainers to come. And we monitor the extent of training. I know Denise has been helpful in reviewing proposals for me. I mean, the trainers have very nicely, generously offered their time to be a significant part of the community. We have to date been offering CCEs. Not sure where ICF is carrying that. That's in discussion now. We do round robins where we assess. We used to do final exams, but that's not going to happen anymore because ICF requires that we are in a formal setting, and I wouldn't call the retreat a formal setting. How else do we overlap? We both share the name Sun, but one is the network and one is the community. The community has its own bank account, thanks to Denise, Christina, and Leticia. Who are the three? We have all the finance people here? Yeah. No, not you? Okay.
Christina's there, but...
Okay. What other structure does the community have? Well, the coordination, actually. Now, this year it happens to be Dahlia operating as a community member in her role of coordinating, not operating as a trainer.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. And we'll see where we go next time. Now, any questions? I have one more thing to contribute. There are two separate websites, as you know. I pay for and manage the Sun website, and the community pays. We all in the community share for paying for the URL and that stuff, and you guys manage that. Okay. My my wish is that you share with everybody you come into contact with about the distinction. Is there no questions? I would guess you're pretty clear about the distinction, especially since you are in leadership roles in the community, which I appreciate very, 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 very much. Right. ICF knows only the training part of the community. Okay? So that's why we changed the name from retreat. That was legacy, which I remember creating during a trainer's meeting. Learning, L-E, gathering, G-A, G-A. Training, community. Learning, gathering, community. L-E-G-A-C for you, Y. L-E-G-A-C-Y. Learning, gathering, community for you. So now we're calling them learning events. So that when ICF takes a look at our reaccreditation, it's a learning event. That's what we do. Okay. Meeting done.
Question.
Oh, good.
You mentioned something, you because I know that there's things going on with ICF. I'm not quite up to speed with that.
Don't need
you
to be. Don't want to be.
Okay, well, hear about the CCEs for our learning event. What is happening with that? Is there any clarity? You mentioned something that there would be an issue for the trainer.
As I understand it right now, anything we offer in our accredited program cannot be pulled out and offered for CCEs.
Okay.
All right. So we certainly can make a case for round robins. You know, we can create it as a separate program and then we have to submit it and get approval. And I think we figured out, some of us were together, we figured out that we have like no more than 10 CCEs that would be training things. And that would be, what was it, $150 or $200 a year, and you have to submit in advance. Now, for us, it's just training practice. There's no content, so that makes it easier for us to do that. The presentations could be something that we don't do in our accredited program, so there is a possibility we might get that. It's all going to be tested, though, when we get accredited.
What does that mean, get accredited?
Accredited means ICF knows exactly what we are doing, the content, the process, the how we evaluate, what resources and bibliography we give to students. They have criteria for each of our programs. The programs, there are 30 programs that have been created as classes. And my philosophy is very different. I haven't found anyone else who shares this. Instead of teaching the competencies, we are doing the classes based upon common things coaches will find in the real world. Like tackling transitions, procrastination pro, you know, I have fun names for all of them. And in those classes, we talk about the issues involved with those things that clients come to us for, and we throw in the competencies, as opposed to training a competency and then having a separate application. So I'm quite pleased, I have to say, with the, I can show you on the screen what the Liliana was kind enough to put this on a spreadsheet, but I messed it up, so this is my draft. So this one is called Put On Your Coach's Hat. This is just level two. There are two mm-hmm. levels. There are three levels possible. The 60-hour training, which was called ACSTH, is now called level one. Dahlia and Ortal are pulling out from the 126-hour. I made it one more to differentiate it so it's easy to know which was which, instead of 125. They are pulling out what is going to be level one. And some people will stop there, and some will continue for the ACTP, which every one of you has done, which is 125 hours, and it will be 126. So our strategy was that I would go for the accredited 126 hours first. Then that gives more time for Dahlia and Ortal to, and others working on it too, I'm sure, pulling out what they want for the level one. So this is level two I'm presenting to you here. I probably will make it bigger. I don't know how to do that in a PDF. How do you make it bigger? Anyone know?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So the jazzy side of ethics, how many hours? 10 hours instead of three. How many are core? That's directly competencies. 9. How many are resource development? That means the participant reads on their own without the educator with them. And they come back and report to the educator and they talk about it. Sync is synchronistic. That means you're with the educator. Like I went through with some of you, actually right here would be Lourdes. We went, and Jerry, we went through the PowerPoint. It's over, both of them are over 100 slides. And that's all going to be in person with the students. And one will be reading articles about ethics. So this had to be figured out for every one of these. The principles, you all know, that stays there. Then there is auditory appreciation. These are things I've done for skills practices over the years. Only a few I made up. Auditory appreciation, the power of the coaching mindset. Okay, who just joined us? No? Bound with boundaries. The most fun was creating the titles. Bound with boundaries. So this is about setting boundaries. Calibrating congruence. Dealing with the choices and values. Coaching without questions. That was a recent one. Maybe some of you attended that and it seemed to be valuable, so I put that in here. Dealing with emotions. The imposter syndrome is another one I did recently. Question, Letitia.
Yeah, back to me. Two things. First of all, looking at this list is very interesting, and I agree. I
perfectly agree. Can you see a little bit louder?
Can't hear you, sorry.
I perfectly agree with your approach, starting from the problems that you meet in the real life. It's exactly my approach, so I totally agree. I was wondering if this is the methodology that you teach to the coaches or to the trainers, because I've never received that in my training.
There is one of these kinds mm-hmm. of things that was submitted for the last accreditation, okay. which was December 2019. Yeah. Every 3 years, they do a full review of everything we do. And every 6 months, they pull out a piece for further study.
Oh.
So yeah, this is in section one.
When I was trained with Christina, I haven't seen any of that title.
It's in the manual in section one, and I guess it wasn't translated. I did not know that. I can give you the old one, but at this point, I'm going to...
There is the new one, right? It's the new work that you did.
Yes. I'm going to say it doesn't make sense to give you the old one, but it should have been... It's in section one of the manual. It should have been gone over. And there's even a form now that we have, and we did have with Christina when she was on, where the student has to sign at the beginning that they know the curriculum and the syllabus, and then when they graduate, they have to sign it again that they completed all those things. So it's a very tight system. We have become an educational institution as opposed to a training program. That's the direction ICF is going in. They want us to have standards. Standards mean that we have to do the same thing every time. Well, I can't do that. I'm a coach. I can't do the same thing every time. Yeah? So the trainers and I are discussing this in our training meetings. That's what I'll say right now.
And I have also another question.
Sure.
Because before you thought about the fact that the retreat would have been a learning event. So how is it possible now to manage as a community a learning event if the community is not a learning community?
For ICF, the part that we are getting accredited is the learning event. The community still is the community, and the community
manages the learning event. The community, or
no, the part that's being accredited by ICF.
Okay.
That, and that's very, very good question, because that shows the distinction. The community is the community, and we are invited to offer part of it as a learning event.
Okay, so we won't call it the learning event. We would call it the retreat, and then inside the retreat there is a learning event that is accredited.
Right. Your website, our website, the community website, will not be reviewed by ICF. But the Sun website is going to be very reviewed by ICF. So I call it a learning event on my website. You call it a retreat on yours. And that's exactly what we need more people to understand. The trainers are being invited by the community, thank you very much, to offer a learning event within the community structure.
Okay.
That's what this briefing is about. So glad you asked that.
Okay. Now it's clear.
Awesome. So there are, you know, other fun things. Recognizing readiness, coaching ADHD, the intuitive web. So that's the competency classes, but not organized by establishing agreement, creating awareness, and all that. Then we have a section called Sun Methodology, Tools, and Techniques. Of course, you all know what that is. Here's the life purpose, the games. The other part that was challenging is there are certain ratios of what we're allowed to do and not. We have to have a certain number of core. Out of the 126, 100 has to be core competency. That means only 25 hours left for people to do other things. Notice the Sun methodology is 17, 18, 19, 20, 24 hours. Just, you know, I had to do math. I broke Siri. She wouldn't do any more calculations for me. That's the truth. And then, really, and then my son came to help me fix it, and he discovered that it had fallen on the floor and was unplugged. So we have the Sun methodology. Can't I raise this? No. And then I put some, not currently, but a few years, not that many years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I asked the trainers, what are the things, if we stop our 50 techniques that we have available, which are the ones that are absolutely key that you still want to train? And these are the ones they came up with. Re-careering, a lot of people need career stuff. How to visualize. Many people do visualizations and have not been trained. And, you know, I was punished for not having had training in how to do a visualization. When someone in one of my classes said, who did you get your training with? I said, I watched all these people do it. I can do it. No, you can't. You left us in beta state. What is beta state? Go look it up. I goofed. Alpha state. You left us in alpha state, if anyone's paying attention. Alpha is relax, daydreaming. It's one of the levels. Okay. And I left people there. I didn't bring them back to fully aware. Oops. Goal planning, ideal week, support network. Hopefully you know you've had some of these. And it doesn't mean we do it with every client. It means we have it in our bag of offering possibilities and the Sun Decision Tool. And then there were some other things, which I call classes, but the coach detective. The detective is when people spend, it used to be only 1 hour, but now we're giving 3 hours. And we have questions, and people have to research the ICF website, the ICF chapters, and other organizations to see if they can find the answers to the questions. Students love this. They love this, and they feel like they are a real professional after they go through this. And then we get the answers and review it. The practicum, personal project used to be called, personal mastery practicum, that everybody knows. Out of all the skills practices, again, I had to make the numbers work. Out of all the skills practices, required will be 5. Now we do 10 a year, so people can pick and choose. Teleclasses, 4. There may be a discussion with ICF about that, because in order to offer something, you have to get approval beforehand. I can tell you, I am not interested in submitting an ICF application for every month for a teleclass. So I made the best case I could in writing to explain it, and we'll see what if they really look closely at these things. The last two reviews they did in 1.5 days, and I think it's honestly, I'm going to brag here, I think it's because the reputation of Sun is known. Those people knew me. We have a whole new group of people evaluating. They have different ways of approaching and looking at things. I have no clue what is going to be picked up. So the last one was a piece of cake, as they say. It just flew through. And the business development, I had to cut that. That was like up to 15 hours or something. So we made it 6 hours. And they will get a lot of material, like the business plan, to read and go through on their own. Not everybody will want that. And then Alfonso came up with this language, but he meant something else by it. But I kept the language. It's the master class integration. And it's something called missing pieces, the self-development plan, the STAR integration. Have all of you done the STAR integration? Do you know what I'm talking about? Anyone? Okay, so I would say to you, I give you a piece of paper that looks like a pentagon, 5 dots, but they're not connected. Pentagon is a 5-sided figure. So I give you the dots. And then I say, next to each dot, put one of the things that's unique to Sun. So I might put life purpose, results game, well-being game, guidelines for living, maybe support network. I say, okay, now connect 2 of the dots, life purpose and support network. What do they have to do with each other? And they speak about it. Connect 2 more dots. By the time they're done, you have created a star. And they understand how everything fits together. That's star integration. The well-being game for clients and the well-being game for coaches, the qualities. So there's an analysis done at the end. I call it the excellent coach analysis. And we have to have at least 10 hours of mentoring. I know both Dahlia and Alfonso do many more. I think Alfonso does 15. If we start to give more credit than 126, ICF will only really approve, and this I'm not sure about, 126, but you can offer more, and that means you'll have to charge more, and I didn't want to put us in a different position in the marketplace. So, you know, the trainers will be doing as much mentoring as they want to, and 10 is the required number. It was hard fitting all these numbers together. Now, I also do not have on this page the team, the experiential team is, okay, which Lourdes offered. The reason I don't have it on this page, but I have it on other pages, is I did this earlier. And let me come back to you. Oh, good. It's only offered in Spanish. So then we have the situation, what if someone who doesn't speak Spanish can't take it yet? That means they have to have 5 hours of something else. What? Well, if you put something else, everyone has to take it. So we got into this. This is one of the challenges of the new way of becoming an educational institution. You know, we used to have a modular program where 25 hours you could pick and choose what you want to do. We don't have that anymore. That's not possible. So things have changed. But this is very much about Sun. This is not the interface between the community and the network. But I was happy to take a long time to answer that, if that's okay.
Sorry, here's my hand. I can't find the little emoji. So you said every 3 years we get accredited or whatever. And so what is the next date that we're working on?
That will be interesting because we plan to submit the final Dahlia's piece of the reaccreditation by August 1st.
Ah.
That's our goal. Mine will already have gone in, and it takes them 4 to 5 months, they said, to approve it. They want everybody approved by the end of the year.
So does that mean that...
I don't know. Our next accreditation comes up January 2022. So I don't know what they will probably say. We don't need to go through it again because you just did it a few months ago. When we get reaccredited, it's $3,200. That's a lot of money. Thank God now. I used to always pay this myself, but the trainer, we're all contributing because we all benefit from it. So the trainers are paying that. We also have six-month incremental reviews. Every 6 months, we have to submit recordings so they can review them to see if we're evaluating it properly. Once the topic is certificates, we don't have the new logo for the certificates yet, but they review all the certificates to see if they match with all the classes. That'll have to be developed. Let's see. Then once they look at the trainers, the educators, they want to know who does your mentoring, who does your assessing, who does your training, who does your supervising. And I remember saying, can't I just say all same as above, same as above? No. You have to put them all in each spot. But in our case, except for Beatrice, it's everybody's doing everything. That's what we do in Sun. We have many skills. One of them is the classes. Now, there's something else. In the old days, up until now, when we had a little change, I would send it immediately to my contact person at ICF. And since I really couldn't figure out how to upload these things, she would put it in for me. So by the time the big accreditation came, they had everything. Now that's not going to happen anymore. So that's another responsibility. Updates to accreditation. Okay. Again, it used to be we had the dates for when the reaccreditation was coming. We would get the form, not the big one, the interim. I would get the form, and since I was completely prepared for it, I knew exactly how to answer it and whatnot, I would send it the next day, and I'd get it back 2 days later. Other people had to wait months. But they expected this from me. They're all new people now. So there's a lot of unknown. or Tal and Lourdes, I want to show you this. Right? We had a meeting right before, and this was an important part. Let go of trying to compare it. It's different. What mm-hmm. other questions? I'm wondering where our next community meeting is going to be after Israel. Because sometimes we have to give deposits. We have, as I understand it, we have some money for deposits for this sort of thing.
It's in the mail.
In the community. Hmm? In the bank.
Yes, it will be. The check literally is in the mail as of today. They're sending it.
Oh, to Israel.
Closing out the other one.
Right.
And once I get that, then I open it up to something we've already put in together, Christina and I, Bank of America.
Awesome. So I'm thinking the one after that. There. We should identify where we're going to go after that, because sometimes they require it a year or two in advance if they're a hot spot.
I think, yeah, but again, there's a war and there's COVID.
And this facility is very accommodating.
Yeah, it's so far.
Very, very, very. So, everyone here now, yes, understands the distinction between the network and the community, mm-hmm. how they overlap, mm-hmm. how they differ. Yay.
Yeah. And that's what they, the trainer educators are talking about with their new client, so that they understand not just the program, but the whole, correct?
With the new students coming in?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
We are not yet, until we submit it, we can still talk about it in the old way, but we are, the next trainers meeting will bring more, next few trainers meetings will bring more information. Because again, I'm still finalizing what's going to be put in. They know this is not going to be a big surprise. I've kept them informed. They've input tremendous amounts of
right. But it's always data. Been separated, so people will be understanding that as they come in.
Oh. It's very clear in the participants manual. I've redone completely the manuals, educators manual, participants manual.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very clear. And there always was. All that stuff had to import from chapter one of the participants manual. But you raise something that brings up a good idea. And that is possibly to share this recording, ask the trainers to share this recording with their students, graduates. What's the best way of communicating this to everybody?
Uploading it on the community's website.
And the Sun website. That's a great idea.
Good idea.
So thank you very much. I will turn off the recording now.